From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Canada strengthens ties with Cuba as Lloyd Axworthy's visit to Havana draws to a close. Demonstrations in Jamaica against a controversial ruling in a rape trial. And the test the West Indies must win, we look at their attempt at one of the greatest comebacks in cricket history. I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Canadian Foreign Minister Lloyd Axworthy had another meeting with Cuban President Fidel Castro today, the final day of his visit to Cuba. As part of efforts to strengthen trade links between Montreal and Havana, Mr. Axworthy has been assessing Cuba's tourism potential by meeting officials and visiting one of Cuba's top resorts. Mr. Axworthy has been defending his visit against criticism from Washington, stating Canada's policy of open dialogue with Havana is producing results. State Department spokesman Nicholas Burns cited America's principal objection to such contact.
The widespread repression of anybody who stands up and says I'm against Castro, they get thrown in jail. The harsh prison sentences that have been given out even to some of Castro's former revolutionary partners, people who've turned Democratic on him. We can't forget that.
The Canadian Foreign Minister is expected to hold a news conference later this evening.